You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Adani Group will invest about Rs 2.3 lakh crore through 2030 in India's most ambitious renewable energy expansion and solar and wind manufacturing capacity addition ever as it shrugs off a short seller attack to pursue its trademark rapid growth plans. Additionally, Adani Green's Energy will invest about Rs 1.5 lakh crore in expanding capacity to generate electricity from solar energy and wind power at Khavda in Gujarat's Kutch to 30 gigawatts from 2 gigawatts currently, and another Rs 50,000 crore in 6 to 7 gigawatt of similar projects elsewhere in the country, a top company official said. Adani New Industries Limited will invest close to Rs 30,000 crore in expanding solar cell and wind turbine manufacturing capacity in Mundra in Gujarat. Meanwhile, India's coal imports increased by 13% to 21.64 million tons in February. This is as per online marketplace M Junction. In the corresponding month in FY23, the nation imported 19.15 metric tons of the total imports in February. Non-coking coal imports increased to 13.77 megatons compared to 11.68 megatons imported in the year-ago period. The country's coal import also went up to 244.27 metric tons in the April-February period of FY24 over 227.93 metric ton in the year-ago period, the online marketplace said. M Junction added that coking coal volume was 4.56 metric ton against 4.40 metric ton imported in February 2023. During the April-February period of FY24, non-coking coal import was at 160.63 metric ton, higher than 148.58 metric ton imported in the same period of FY23. Moving on, debt-ridden Vodafone Idea has said that its board has approved raising of Rs 2,075 crore from one of its promoters, Aditya Birla Group, and increasing its authorized share capital to Rs 1 trillion. The approvals are a part of the company's plans to raise Rs 20,000 crore of capital to fund its operations and lower its debt burden. The company will seek shareholders' approval at an extraordinary general meeting on May 8 on the proposals, it said in a regulatory filing. The promoter's infusion is a part of Vodafone Idea's broader two-part fundraising plan, totaling Rs 45,000 crore through a mix of equity and debt. It plans to raise Rs 20,000 via equity by June end. Over to market, the National Stock Exchange of India is looking into alleged manipulations in SME market following the comment by the Securities and Exchange Board of India chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch a few weeks back, a senior official said. In March, Butch had flagged signs of manipulation in the initial public offering and share trading in the SME segment of capital markets. The official said, quote, "We are looking into SME manipulation claims by SEBI. We will complete the process as per the requirement," unquote. Earlier in September, NSE had announced that it was bringing in stock in SME market under the framework of additional surveillance measure and trade-to-trade settlement, noting alleged manipulation and high speculation in the market. In some more market news, the National Stock Exchange of India this week cautioned investors against deepfake videos of its chief executive office giving stock recommendations. In a release, the NSE said that it has identified deepfake investment and stock advisory videos that have used the face and voice of CEO Ashish Kumar Chauhan and also the NSE logo. The exchange said, quote, "Such videos seem to have created using sophisticated technologies to imitate the voice and facial expressions of Shri Ashish Kumar Chauhan, MD and CEO of NSE," unquote. NSE said that its officials are not authorized to recommend or deal in any stocks. The video contained false statements intended to mislead investors while also manipulating the stock market. Over to technology, Apple has issued fresh alert to its users in India and 91 other countries, warning them against potential exposure to a Pegasus-type mercenary spyware. The spyware can potentially infiltrate iPhones remotely, like Pegasus, describing the nature of such spyware attacks, including those orchestrated by entities like NSO Group's Pegasus. Apple has emphasized that these attacks are highly sophisticated and entail substantial financial investments, costing millions of dollars, which make the target group exceptionally small compared to typical cybercriminal activities or consumer malware. Apple, in a notification, said, quote, "Although it's never possible to achieve absolute certainty when detecting such attacks, Apple has high confidence in this warning. Please take it seriously," unquote. Lastly, the auto sector. Fashion brand Hume and motorcycle brand Royal Enfield have collaborated for a fusion of the motorcycling culture and high street fashion to introduce a shot of Mumbai, a collection of apparel and helmets inspired by Royal Enfield Hunter 350. The collaboration was launched on April 10, 2024. The Hume aesthetics inspire the design with bold graphics and colors, like electric blues and fiery reds, to an array of peppy hues. Each design echoes the soul of Mumbai and the kaleidoscope of art. It symbolizes the spirit of exploration and adventure into uncharted territories. whether personal style or the pursuit of life on two wheels. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.